Number 91. The Mad Scientist. He lived in a hut on the hypotenuse of a triangular hummock near the center of the small island. He claimed to be working on something in the field of ichthyology, but no one believed that. When the great hurricane hurtled towards and then struck his hut, it hunkered to the ground. There was hysteria as a hypothesis went round that he was working with the devil, hence his home had been spared any damage. A hypochondriac, who claimed to suffer from hypertension and hydrophobia, went to visit him and never returned. At least, that's what her husband said. There was a rumor that the scientist was involved in animal husbandry and was trying to overcome hurdles and create hypothetical animals. Farmers said that the humus around the scientist's hut was richer than elsewhere, and this led to the hunch that he had killed people and animals during experiments to create hybrid animals. Some claimed to have seen hunks of mysterious meat hurled from the hut, and others said they had heard strange, husky sounds coming from it in the hush of night. One man claimed to have seen icicles hanging from the roof of the hut. Quite incredible, considering our hot, humid climate. The humidity is often 80% on the island, and temperatures below 10 degrees Celsius are unheard of. A few people believe that the scientist could induce hypnotic trances and tell people to do evil things under hypnosis. The island police humored these stories. They hoped the hyperactivity would cease. An officer visited the hut to check out the rumors and returned, claiming the scientist was a God-fearing man of humility and hygiene, who had a book of hymns on his table. The polite scientist had even offered the officer a drink to hydrate himself in the hot weather. The officer sat on a fire hydrant, eating peanuts and throwing the husks on the ground. He scolded the locals for their hype and hyperbole, and told them not to humiliate the man or be hypercritical of those who were different in some way. However, this only raised more questions. The officer had previously accused the scientist of various things. Was he now being a hypocrite? If so, why was he being hypocritical? And was that mark on his arm caused by a hypodermic needle? What had really happened during the visit? And most importantly, was that spot of icing covering a hyphen on his badge?